Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The final week of organized team activities kicked off on Monday here at the NovaCare Complex, and everyone wants to know the latest on quarterback Sam Bradford. He increased his workload by participating not only in individual drills, but seven-on-sevens as well. Here's what Bradford thinks about his progress.
You know, obviously I'm doing some seven-on-seven now. You know, I did a little bit last week. You know, did another set today. You know, it just feels good to be back out there playing football. You know, as many routes on air, you know, as I've thrown over the past couple months, you know, it's nice to be out there with the guys, you know, getting a feel for this offense and actually running the plays that we're going to run. So, you know, I think the past couple weeks have gone really well. You know, as far as the percentage or what, I'm not sure how much I've progressed, but I know that the knee feels really good.
Bradford added that team doctors, as well as Dr. James Andrews, who performed the ACL repair, believe that the quarterback will be full go for the start of training camp. Now, Bradford is not the only quarterback on the roster who didn't play in 2014. Tim Tebow is hoping to make a 53-man roster for the first time since 2012, when he was a member of the New York Jets. Tebow enlisted the help of famed mechanics coach Tom House to aid in tweaking his delivery, and Tebow believes that it's worked wonders.
The ability to anticipate, the ability to, you know, throw, you know, shorter to intermediate routes accurately, get it out quicker, you know, quicker with your feet, a lot of different things.
Could the NFL's rushing champion be stronger and faster than ever before? Running back DeMarco Murray certainly thinks so. Now, he hasn't changed his offseason prep as compared to previous years, so what has been the secret? He unveils it here.
You know, I took a little time off like I usually do. Body felt great, didn't have to have any surgery except for the hand in surgery or in season. So I feel great, you know, body feels good. And, you know, with these guys here with the sports science and the strength and conditioning program is unbelievable. So, I mean, they got me feeling good.
From the inside to the outside, Brandon Graham is making the transition from key role player to full-time starter in 2015. Graham tied a career high with 5.5 sacks last season and was considered by Pro Football Focus as one of the most efficient pass rushers in the entire National Football League. Graham was re-signed to a 4-year deal earlier this offseason, and here Graham explains why he was kept and not allowed to even hit the free agent market. In Graham's estimation, it's not just all about production.
Well, you know, just for me, just buying into whatever Chip says to do and just go 100% at it and not complain about nothing. That's his biggest thing. You know, he want us to have a championship mentality. I think he knows that, you know, that's what I've been working towards, you know, just keeping that attitude on and off the field. And, you know, I think I kind of rubbed him the good way, mm-hmm. You know, the best way.
Hoping to follow in the footsteps of Graham is second-year player and former first-round pick and outside linebacker Marcus Smith. Smith has been limited during the OTAs due to a groin injury. He's expected to be full go by Wednesday, but he is hoping to secure the role that Graham had just a year ago.
I just think my impact will be kind of like the role that BG was last year. I want to be that guy to, you know, come in, spark a game. You know, you have to start somewhere, and I feel like that's my way of getting into a starting role someday.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here for the 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Make sure to stay tuned on Tuesday for more complete coverage of the OTAs right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.